Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
There truly is so much to discuss today that it's an easy day in radio. You could take any of the scandals that are brewing, whether it's Hunter Biden's laptop or what we're learning about Wu Flu, a host of things, and I could do an entire show on just that topic. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. Norway is dumping its Wu Flu vaccines. Dumping them. By the way, this is not limited to Norway. The United States has been dumping Wu Flu vaccines from the beginning all around the world. You want to know all these billions and billions and billions of dollars that have gone into this so-called panacea, what's going to save us all. These things are being thrown out. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. That's for starters. You want to know something else? There's a report that says there's $350 million that went to Fauci and others. And we'll learn more about it. And let me tell you something. If we had a media that was actually interested in reporting the truth, you would find out the connected dots that would have people in jail. They would even be arresting Fauci's kids and grandkids for what he's done. Glad you guys are here. You want to know something else? It turns out Joe Biden is not only the big guy, he wasn't getting a finder's fee of 10%. It turns out he was getting much more. Oh, here's another memo for you in case you haven't been paying attention. The economy sucks. Yeah, as it turns out, Joe Biden, who claims he reduced the deficit, you know what he's doing? He's fudging the numbers. Trump got emergency funding for Wu Flu nonsense in the last quarter, and Joe Biden, it was supposed to be automatically reduced. Joe Biden, anyway, we'll play it. You'll see they're fudging the numbers. They want you to believe that this clown who's done nothing good. Well, don't believe your eyes, folks. Joe Biden's a rock star. In fact, I'm going to talk more about Joe Biden's performance with the stock market. It's going to be shocking. If I told you this as a teaser, don't tell anybody. Joe Biden had the best year in the stock market of any president in history in his first year. Would that shock you? Well, it's true. Wait until I talk to you later in this hour of the broadcast and explain how those numbers are completely useless, completely irrelevant. Now, people will go, oh, Kevin, you're just an anti-Joe Biden. I would be saying it if it was Donald Trump. I would be saying it if it was Ronald Reagan. I'd be saying it if it was my grandmother. What they do with the Democrats and everything that they do is they manipulate to make you not believe what is factually happening. They don't care what you witness. That doesn't matter to them. It's what they can make you think. If there's ever a pill or some way to do mind control, you better know the Democrats will use it. Oh, wait, they do have it. It's called media, fake news, media and social media. And if they can't get that, they just blatantly lie to your face and walk away from you like it never happened. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, folks, I'm not telling you anything you don't already know. You know this. Let me tell you something else. We've been talking about January 6th. I'm going to play for you sometime during the broadcast one of the craziest statements I've heard. It was made on CNN. About January 6th. Insane. We'll get to that. One other quick note. CNN, when I've talked about Biden's deficit reduction, it isn't Kevin Jackson that's telling you that Joe Biden lied about it. We're going to play a clip from CNN, and the guy, he goes, I don't know what planet this guy lives on. He defined it as bizarro world. How could Joe Biden actually say this? He's not the only one. Moody's said it and other people said it. They all are effectively poking holes in Joe Biden's nonsense. In case you didn't realize it, while Jill Biden took off to Ukraine, I'm sorry, Dr. Jill took off to Ukraine, you want to know where Joe was? Golfing with his brother. You can bet those two are out there for 4+ hours trying to get their story straight while Joe was trying to do his partial recall. Oh, well, you say this and then ultimately we'll blame Hunter. We have a brain dead moron leading our country. I say that with all due respect to brain dead morons because I feel sorry for them having to take claim to the guy who's running America. And I've said it before and I'll say it again. If you're a Democrat who voted for Joe Biden, you are a massive part of the problem. Because if you're that gullible and that stupid, you shouldn't be allowed to vote. Anyway, let's begin with Norway and these vaccines. I'm going to go and I'm going to have my researchers go and we're going to see if there's other places. But I already know what's happening. But here's a report that came from ABC News. Norwegian health authorities said just yesterday that the country has a surplus of Wu flu vaccines. They call them COVID-19 and has already discarded more than 137,000 doses because there is declining demand. Wait for it, people. In low-income countries. Declining demand in low-income countries. Let me tell you, I'm going to repeat what I said before. You can track Wu flu and the vaccines and all the death rates and whatever based on the GDP of the country. If a country is poor and there's no money to be robbed from that country, then they didn't have enough deaths from Wu flu to say grace over. If a country is rich, like the United States, then they have more disproportionate Wu flu than any other country. Now, go back and do yourself a favor. Go back and look at Wu flu vaccines that were being created by three different manufacturers, creating millions and millions, I'm not even that, billions of doses. More doses, certainly in America, than we needed. And you know what the pride of Joe Biden and his administration was? We are exporting more doses of this. We're saving the world with this new panacea. When you know what they were in fact doing, they were trying to kill people in poor countries. You know what those leaders did? Those leaders said, oh, no. No, you eugenics, world population control suckers. You are not going to let us kill our people. And when we come back, I'll explain to you how these countries said, no, we don't. We reject your vaccines. We will take hydroxychloroquine or ivermectin instead. Keep it here, folks. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here talking to you about the WooFlu scam, the vaccine scam. And let me give you the numbers. For those of you who don't believe it's a scam, would it surprise you to learn that, and I believe this report was back from, what, August of, let me look at the date, September 1st of 2021. As of that date, 15.1 million doses of WooFlu vaccines had been thrown away. That was since March 1st. From March 1st to September of 2021, 15.1 million doses had been tossed. Welcome back to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. By the way, here's what the article, how the article reads. Pharmacies and state governments in the United States have thrown away at least 15.1 million doses of COVID-19 vaccines since March the 1st, according to government data obtained by NBC News. This is not Kevin Jackson. This is NBC News. And here's what it ends with: a far larger number than previously known, and still probably an undercount. I'm telling you, this is a ruse of monumental proportions. You think toilet paper is, I mean, think about it. It's a product you use and you toss it. Nobody wants it back. Well, here's a product that you use. You don't even get to use. They just toss them. Making millions and millions of doses. I called it out when it happened at the time, people. I said, that we were hearing about from pharmacies. We had a friend that's a pharmacist. She says, Kevin, we're throwing this stuff out. They tell us, don't use it, don't use it, don't use it. They were getting it and throwing it away. Payback to the pharmaceutical industry. I'll get to those numbers here in a bit. But, okay, 15.1 million doses. And let's just do the math on that real quick. That is a lot of cheddar. So 15.1 million doses, and I think it's $15 per is what we figured it out. That's $226.5 million that they tossed. And oh, by the way, that's an undercount. Here's how this continues, and I'm going to get back to the Norway stuff here in a bit. And as a just to let the networks know down the line, I was going to talk about stock market. I'm going to talk about it in the next hour, the economy, because this is too much information. It's too precious. It's too precious not to share with my audience, because they're little precious cheerings out there. They're little babies, and I love them. Anyway, this thing reads, four national pharmacy chains reported more than 1 million wasted doses each, according to data released by the CDC at that particular time. In response to public records requests, you got to ask for this. They don't tell you. They don't say, you know what? We have an overstock. Here's how this happened. But wait to hear the excuses. Walgreens reported the most waste of any pharmacy, state, or vaccine provider, with nearly 2.6 million wasted doses. CVS reported 2.3 million wasted doses, while Walmart reported 1.6 million and Rite Aid 1.1 million. Now, look, I don't know who's handling the supply chain, who's ordering the product, but that buyer needs to be fired. This data released by the CDC is self-reported by the pharmacy states and other vaccine providers. But get this, it's not comprehensive. Missing some states and federal providers. It does not include the reasons why the doses had been thrown away. In one example of missing data, the CDC lists just 12 wasted doses for Michigan since March. But Michigan's Department of Health and Human Services said that the state had thrown away 257,673 doses since December. Now, I'm going to ask you this. Can you trust any government data? I didn't make these numbers up. This is in a story you can read all by yourself. Go Google it. You will find this story. These are not KevinJacksonNetwork.com made up statistics. The number of discarded doses, they write, is still a small fraction of the total doses, they say, that have been administered. Because they want to make sure you feel good. That, okay, so what? We've wasted 226.5 million of your dollars, and that's an undercount. We still save lives. We gave people the vaccine, Kevin. Leave us alone, man. Well, let me tell you something. I ain't leaving you alone because you killed a bunch of people. You know what the best thing that happened in this whole scenario? Sadly, that those doses were tossed. That they did not get injected in some child's arm or some athlete's arm. Or some mother of three who wanted to go be with her kid at school and was forced to get a vaccination with this death poke. Thank God those doses were thrown away. But think about your money. They go on. In general, there are a number of reasons why vaccination sites may mark doses as wasted. Now, I want you to remember, if every one of these chains beginning with Walgreens, 2.6 million doses down to Rite Aid, 1.1 million thrown away. Here's what they say. Why these, they may have thrown them away. Well, they could have come from a cracked vial or an error diluting the vaccine to a freezer manufacturer malfunction to more doses in a vial than people who want them. Okay, so what they're telling you is in the height of the manufacturing of this ruse, this absolute atrocity, people didn't want the shot. So we all thought we could die, but people didn't want the shot. So number one, if people don't want it, why are you making it? Then, is if that's not bad enough, they say, well, it could be a freezer malfunction. How many freezers have to malfunction for you to have to get rid of 15.1 million doses? I would go to the freezer manufacturer and say, dude, you owe us some money. All right. How many of these things came in cracked vials? 15.1 million, and that's an undercount. How many came in cracked vials? Because I would go to the cracked vial manufacturer and say, does Hunter Biden work here? I'm just curious. I'm asking for a friend. And is the big guy getting a cut? The reason why they over-manufactured is they wanted to make money for the pharmaceutical companies. That's the reason for the over-manufacture. Don't try to pull the wool over this black man's eyes. This is an atrocity. People making money, oh, $15 a dose. And I'm going to get, when we come back, I'm going to get you the numbers of how much startup money was involved in this. And I'm going to tell you how we got to the 15 bucks. But it's more than that. But how much startup money did it take to get these guys spun up to do it? Now, if we really were to go really deep into this, I'll tell you something. I'll tell you a little secret. They already had started. They already had started. They already knew a little bit about this going in. So it wasn't like these guys were, quote, Operation Warp Speed spun up overnight. Fauci and the Chinese and all these other governments where Fauci was getting kickbacks, they knew what was happening. So they already had these things at the ready. When we come back, we'll talk more about it.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. Simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money in a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Democrats in the U.S. Senate are trying to codify the legal right to an abortion nationwide. It comes on the heels of a leaked Supreme Court draft which indicates the justices will return the landmark Roe v. Wade decision back to the states. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell.
Democrats' bill would functionally allow elective abortion through all 9 months, abortion until the moment of birth. Democrats' radical bill is as extreme as extreme gets.
Hyundai is recalling more than 215,000 mid-sized cars in the U.S. because fuel hoses can leak in the engine compartment and cause fires. The recall covers certain 2013 and 14 Sonata sedans, many of which were recalled for the same problem in 2020. Dealers will replace the hoses. Owners will be notified starting July 5th. You're listening to USA Radio News. A passenger on a single-engine plane flying over Florida found himself in the driver's seat after the pilot reportedly became incoherent.
I've got a serious situation here. My pilot has gone incoherent.
Oh, Roger, what's your position?
I have no idea.
The plane landed safely. One person was taken to the hospital. The FAA is investigating. Stocks are stumbling mostly higher on Wall Street on Wednesday after inflation slowed last month, but still came in worse than feared. The S&P 500 was 0.5% higher after waffling between gains and losses in early trading. The Dow was up 229 points. The Nasdaq was 0.4% lower as tech stocks again lagged the market. Australian government scientists say 91% of the Great Barrier Reef coral surveyed this year became bleached. Coral becomes bleached in warmer than usual waters. This is USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
We're discussing the biggest money grab in human history, the biggest scam that's ever been perpetrated on the world. That would be what is known as COVID-19. I call it Wu Flu. You may call it Kung Fu, Chinese Flu, Wuhan Virus, etc. But what I can tell you is this. It was a flu that killed a few people, and they manufactured statistics to make it appear more dangerous than it actually was. It was a Chinese bioweapon, more than likely, that leaked out into the public, and it tells you what these governments are working on. There is no safe place in this world with the governments that we currently have in it. And the more sophisticated we get, the worse it is for mankind. Trust me, these governments are not doing anything for... Look, if you say to me, Kevin, I want to understand the human body so we can teach it how to repair itself. We can, you know, make people better, stronger, faster, live longer. But understanding that it's all God's plan, etc., and maybe you get to live to be 150 and 120 or 30 of those years are amazing. Whatever the number is, maybe you get to live 150 and only your last year is bad. I don't know what kind of medical breakthroughs there would be. But if we knew that the governments would do this in a safe and a way that made people go, you know what, I love the research that's going on. We're funding this research. I'd be fine with that. The problem is the government is never going to be that benevolent. It is always looking for an aspect of it for war or some way to destroy the people that it doesn't like, the people that disagree with it. And that's the problem. The minute these guys get power, and they, for example, when these people found out they could cheat, that they could get with the various companies making these voting machines, and they figure we can influence any election we want. What do you think they did with that power? They used it against the people. And they continue to. They still have a machine that wants you to believe that Joe Biden got 81 million votes, that whatever number more than baby black Jesus. They have a machine that is telling you if you disagree with it, we're going to shut you down. And you think this government is going to protect you, that it's looking for ways to heal you? With everything we know about modern medicine, let me ask you this. Do you honestly believe that we couldn't have cured cancer? We've mapped the human genome. Do you think if we hadn't set our sights on something, that we couldn't have cured it? Look at HIV. HIV now has medicines that can make it undetectable. You got to take them, but you keep taking them. Nobody would ever know. You would test, and it would look like you never had it or whatever, but you got to keep taking that medicine. I'm convinced that they already know how to get rid of it, but why would they do that when there's 50? Don't believe me on this. Go look it up. There are at least 3 different HIV medications. At least 3. I've seen the advertisement. I'm looking at the advertisement going, how many people have HIV? Holy crap. I don't know. Keytruda, Vitruda, Nakamura, Shaniqua, Duda. They all get, go look it up. There's a HIV, at least 3. Probably more. Well, why can't they cure it? If they can make your body, if they can give you a pill that makes it go away, why can't they give you something that makes it go away forever? They just did a pill that a couple of remedies, I don't know, there's 2 I know at least, for hepatitis. So what have they done for hepatitis? And by the way, cures you. You take a certain amount of protocol, it's gone. Finally, they said, I'll tell you what. We won't get rid of everything, but we'll do something every now and then. As we reintroduce the disease, we'll get rid of one. So we'll give them the Wu flu. We'll tell them, hey, you can take a pill every day and never have to worry about the Wu flu, and we'll get rid of hepatitis. There are many things that science could solve, that the pharmaceutical industries could solve. But you know why they don't do it? Because they are in the business of treatment. Look at this opioid crisis. Go look at any of the movies that Hollywood likes to make about them when they can blame somebody. Go look at them. See who created it. We got a problem with fentanyl. Where is it coming from? China. It's in everything.
Fentanyl can kill you in small doses or whatever.
Then why are we? Why is it even made? Why does somebody go to China and go, look, if we catch any fentanyl coming into the United States that isn't highly regulated to be put into whatever drugs it goes into, then it's going to be heck to pay. We're going to get you back. No, we just let it flow in.
Oh, there was another fentanyl seizure. It could have killed the entire population of Chicago.
Okay, where'd it come from? Well, there's Chinese marking on the boxes. I guess it came from Africa. This is insanity. Federal government, this is a Healthline article, has partnered with Moderna, Pfizer, Johnson & Johnson, Novavax, and AstraZeneca to help develop, produce, and administer COVID-19 vaccines as fast as possible under Operation Warp Speed. The federal government has pledged close to $9 billion to fund the development, production of the vaccines. So at the very beginning, what Trump did was he said, I'm going to do Operation Warp Speed, and I'm going to give you guys billions of dollars for the research that already was underway, already had been done. But Trump says, nope, we're going to fast-track it. So he fast-tracked it. It's exactly what the leftists wanted him to do. They led him down the primrose path. Let's fast-track this. Then you jump all over it. You better do it because this disease is killing everybody, Mr. Trump. And he was like, I'll do it. I'll do it faster than anybody. Better. We'll do it faster. We'll do it better. Operation Warp Speed. That's what we'll call it. Yeah, we'll show you how fast the government can do stuff. And that's why Trump did it. Trump birthed that baby, and he didn't want anybody telling him that baby was ugly. So he fast-tracks these vaccines, and he brags about it. We did it faster than anybody. Got rid of all the red tape. Yeah, we did it. That's exactly what they wanted. So then they get rid of him. Let me tell you, I can tell you this. I believe this as God is my witness. If Donald Trump were still president, you would be hearing about COVID deaths, how we went too fast with the vaccines, that we should have used more, we should have been more judicious before we rolled them out. Look at the number of people who've been killed. VAERS is underreported. Donald Trump is the biggest mass murderer in the history of America, blah, blah, blah. But because Donald Trump's not president, they got rid of him, and Joe Biden is supposed to be the savior of us, right? They had to play it a different way. So now you don't hear anything about these adverse reactions. You don't see anybody. There's no tales of horror of people that, 25 years old, that and can't walk. And there's lots of them, or the people who've died. You haven't heard a thing. You, let me tell you what, if Trump were president, you'd know the death count from these vaccines. They would be posting it every single day, and it would haunt him for his entire presidency. They would, please report your story of your reaction that didn't get into the VAERS reporting system, and they would blame him for that. They would say it was a conspiracy that Donald Trump wasn't putting this information in the VAERS. And they want a criminal investigation, and they want Trump impeached for the death of Americans. And y'all are listening going, you know what? I know Kevin seems like he's on a rant, but he's truthful. This is exactly what would be happening. Exactly. Anyway, moving on. Moderna received nearly $1 billion for its COVID-19 vaccine development and is set to receive, this is an old article, and is set to receive $1.5 billion for 1 million doses. So just understand, $15 per dose, plus they got $1 billion of development to fast track it. They already had it moving. I'm not going to get into the details because as far as radio goes, that's getting into the weeds. But the point I'm making is that these guys got a ton of money just for the dosages, okay? We're talking about the vaccines, much of which has been thrown away, will be thrown away, is being thrown away in these third world countries. And I'm going to get more into that in a bit before I get back to what the Norwegians are doing and why they did it, because that's even more revealing. See, all these so-called first world countries, America and Europe and all of Scandinavia, etc., wanted to appear philanthropic as they dosed the world with a tracking device known as the coronavirus vaccine. That's all it was. It was a tracking device, something that would turn the lights out, make people die that didn't need to die, but give the world a tracking device for all these people. And essentially, I mean, as I said, we can talk about this as much as you want or as little as you want, but it's a population control device. And $15 a dose, because there were countries in Africa, Malawi is one and others, I played the videos back in the day, who said, we're doing, not ivermectin, we're doing a hydroxychloroquine with some vitamins, and it's $3.50 per person versus $15. And you know what? No doctor visits. None of it. We come back, we'll get more into the numbers. Keep it here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again.
Ouch!
Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin 3 or more times per day or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-432-8150. 800-432-8150. 800-432-8150. That's 800-432-8150.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Can't find an official number of the vaccines for Wu Flu that have been dumped since the September 21st report of 15.1 million, and that's underreported. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. The reason why you can't find the number that I'm talking about is because the government doesn't want to tell you. The government doesn't want to tell you. We created millions and millions and millions of these shots. We shipped them all around the world. Most of them got discarded at $15 a piece, plus the billions of dollars we gave to the pharmaceutical companies to manufacture these and to continue the ruse. Oh, we now have a shot for those under 5. We now have a shot for those under 2. People that do not die, children, human beings that do not die from this disease, but they created a shot for them. We now have a pill that you can take. We already know the thing isn't as deadly. We have herd immunity, and I could go on. But no, we've got to continue the ruse. But we're not going to give you the data. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. Here's the closest I could get. This was an article, 425 of 2022. While top U.S. officials are urging some Americans to get yet another coronavirus booster shot, local health departments across the country are grappling with a growing dilemma. How to address a declining demand for vaccines while minimizing the waste of unused millions of doses currently in state stockpiles and at risk of expiring. If you don't think that this government is waiting on the next version of WuFlu, which, by the way, I heard a rumor, there's a new one out there floating around, who knows. But if you think they're not waiting on that so they can go, oh my gosh, we've got to produce more, and the pharmaceutical companies just give us some more placebos, which would be, by the way, better than giving us actual doses of the death poke, you're out of your mind. They are salivating, waiting for the next round to steal money from you and to make you think the sky is going to fall if you don't get the shot. They go on. Since the emergency youth authorization for the first COVID-19 vaccines in the U.S. last winter, federal data shows that the states received a staggering 720 million doses. Let me just make you understand something, folks. There are 328 million people in the United States. But they say 570 million of those shots have been administered. I guess everybody in the U.S. has gotten at least 2, based on these numbers, or doggone close to 2. However, they write, an ABC News analyst of state-provided data found that millions of these shots have not ended up in arms, largely due to a significant decline in the numbers of individuals willing to get vaccinated. Oh, I know, Kevin, the propaganda machine that you put out, it's working. You killed people by not letting them get shots. No, I saved lives, man. I saved lives. Somebody needs to give me a Nobel Peace Prize because I stopped people from getting killed. They go on and say this. With many vaccine doses now left unused in refrigerators or discarded in trash cans across the country. Let me just go back here. 720 million were given out. 570 million, they say, have been administered. By my math, that's 150 million doses that did not go out. 150 million, supposedly at $15 a piece. That's $22.5 billion that went down the drain. I'm going to tell you something else. I'm going to give you a little secret. I'm going to hip you to something on the KevinJacksonNetwork.com today. There were no 570 million shots given out. Not even close. That's just government gobbledygook nonsense meant for the nincompoops. That's not a realistic number. That means every man, woman, and child got at least one shot. And probably 2. So taking out the majority of children who wouldn't have gotten the vaccine, which is 70 million kids under the age of 17, you're only left with 200 and something million kids, right? 250, give or take. So you got 250. That means every adult person over the age of 17 got at least 2 shots. Do you believe that? Do you believe that the adult population over 17 years old, everybody you know has been vaccinated twice? Because I'm going to tell you right now, somebody got my 2 because I didn't get it. I know the members of my family, none of them got it. So tell me where these went. These are statistical lies is what they are. They say ABC News contacted officials from health departments in all 50 states and in analyzing state-provided data found that tens of millions of COVID-19 vaccine doses have either gone to waste, remain unused, or will expire in the coming months. But don't think that's going to stop the manufacturers from making it. Don't think that just because Norway said, we're throwing out doses, they threw away 137,000 doses. Don't make the mistake that because three countries in Africa, and I didn't look at all of them, but there are three countries in Africa who say, we don't want them. We're not taking any more. I could give you story after story of people going, nope, they're going to waste. Country after country, these are going to waste. Why are we making them? Why are we even talking about it? Is anybody worried? Does anybody appear to be worried about COVID anywhere in the world at this point outside of China? I got a report from a friend of mine in China. I told you this the other day. He says, in a city of 30 million, they had five cases. He didn't tell me the number of deaths. Five cases, and China's on lockdown. Is that the kind of government you want? Is that the kind of environment, society you want to live in where you think you can stop every aspect of something from killing people? That is pure insanity. Going back to Norway. The Norwegian Institute of Public Health said it plans a further disposal if global demand does not change. In Norway, there's a high vaccine coverage, while globally a demand for donations has fallen. For the first time during the pandemic, the supply now exceeds the demand for COVID-19 vaccine doses, the agency said. Adding to this situation also applies to most European countries. It says adding that the situation. Norway is not a member of the EU. Norway, get this, has donated 7.4 million doses to more than 25 countries, chiefly being via the UN-backed program known as COVAX, but also via bilateral donations. Earlier this month, health officials in neighboring Denmark said 1.1 million excess COVID vaccines would be discarded because their expiration date is near. So that's another $15 million. $15 million down the drain in neighboring Denmark. So Norway dumped 137,000. Denmark dumped 1.1 million doses. According to the Norwegian agency, 93.1% of people older than 18 have received the first dose of the vaccine, while 90.7% have gotten a second. What they won't tell you is that difference in the percentages, that's the number of people who died after getting the first one. So this is a ruse of the highest order. But here's a NPR. It seems incredible at a time when low-income nations are clamoring for vaccines against COVID-19, at least three countries, the Democratic Republic of Congo, Malawi, and South Sudan, are either discarding doses or giving them to other countries. What's going on? And then they go on to say this. The answer is something of a paradox. On one hand, with the wealthiest countries snapping up vaccines against COVID-19, the poorest ones remain largely shut out. Liar, liar, pants on fire. The poorest countries don't have COVID vaccine problems because there's no money in it for the people that are trying to rip people off. That's the simple answer. They say these people are struggling to get doses of they're struggling to get people to want the doses. You want to know why? Because these people are smart enough to know, I don't need anything from the government. I'm dealing with dengue fever, Ebola, and a host of other things. If you think this little disease is going to scare off an African, you're out of your mind. Go take that thing to Europe. Good job, black folks. At least in the Democratic Republic of Congo, which, by the way, is a very war-torn country. Malawi, I've already reported, they went with the easier thing and cheaper method. I got to leave it there.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.